Welcome to Enrico's House of Salsa. We have many very delicious dishes. May I recommend the burning chicken from hell? Very delicious. Your eyes will burn. Your stomach will be on fire. You'll be in the bathroom for a week. Yes, Enrico's. Serving Linwood, the finest in Mexicano cuisine since 1992.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woohoo!
Yeah, you have to do that every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
Well, I did it one time and you asked where it was.
You know, I can't. I just can't. It's been I'm done.
70 some odd.
Yeah. It's just too much. I'm done with you. I'm just so sick of everything you do, Charlie.
Okay.
Every time you mispronounce something. I need a new partner.
That's okay, Stev.
What? Can't even pronounce my name right?
All right.
And scene.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Acting.
Brilliant.
Well, I didn't want to rip off somebody's specifics acting. But
yeah, I will. I don't care. John Lovitz, call us up if you're offended by that. John Lovitz and John Bermuda Sports. Has anybody seen them in the same room together? I'm calling back last week. I don't care.
Anyways,
I am so sick of you.
If he does call, he needs to call in the voice of the critic.
Yes. It stinks.
There you go. We've already got the review of our show from John. Good for him.
Yay.
Okay. So this is from Bad Hair Day.
It is.
As everybody knows, probably. 1996.
So. Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is a style parody directly from the mouth of Weird Al.
Okay.
As most of his songs are. No, he has specifically said that it's an Elvis Costello and the Attractions parody.
If I had done research, I would have found that out, but I'm always just trying to guess it on my own.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, it sounds somewhat familiar, but I could never get this one. Never could figure it out.
Specifically more like his sophomore effort, which is this year's model. Which is his second album, sort of like Pump It Up is sort of a kind of.
Yeah, we listened to that one.
It's got a little bit, but to me, it's even more pumped up. Like it's a little
pumped
faster.
Pump Me Up, yeah.
And I don't really, that's why I don't really see an Elvis Costello lot in it, is because the sheer speed is not Elvis Costello's
speed. No, that's probably why I couldn't get it. But when we listen to Pump It Up, I can definitely hear it. The keyboards are dead on. The bass is like very obvious.
Oh, great.
When you
bass
listen to that song,
and on
So Sick of You, yeah. You can hear it. If you listen to that, it is a lot slower, but it's definitely, that's the sound. If I had heard that, I would have gotten it, but I'm not a big Elvis Costello fan.
It's not, yeah, what?
Nah, it's not what I listen to.
I remember listening to a little bit when I was listening to my alternative radio station back in the day, HFS, in DC, and because it was the station that then ended up playing like Vanilla Ice.
Alternative hits.
Along with like Nirvana.
Yeah.
Like it was the weirdest cross section.
Right.
But I listened to it and I liked it, and it was fun to like be like, and now Elvis, and you're like, what?
Costello.
And you're like, oh, okay. And Elvis Costello was on, more recently, was on the Stephen Colbert Christmas special at one point.
Cool.
And I remember, I want to say I remember like a Disney concert that was on TV or something where they sang Peace, Love, and Happiness.
Okay.
Or Peace, What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. And you're just like, well, that's weird. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a fun song.
It's a really fun song.
It's sort of in the same vein. All his love songs whatever are kind of similar.
Yeah, bitter and like not really loving.
This one
is kind of harsh. This one is.
But he's just, at least he doesn't hide the fact that this one.
A
lot of his songs have that, like love songs have that twist at the
right?
end. Here he comes out and
right
he's just like,
bat.
Nope.
It's over. I can't stand you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't stand you. I just can't stand you. Yeah.
Well, and that's another thing. There's a couple of lyrical things like that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's
songs.
I don't know what song it's from.
Me
so
neither. I'm sure there's people out there who listen to
somebody who listens to Elvis Costello needs to tell us why this is an Elvis Costello song.
Yeah. It sounds like something he would do. I'm sure he has it in his works somewhere.
Maybe.
So it's got to be a reference to him. But I never got that.
Yeah.
But yeah, this song, oh man, we've all had this feeling. Maybe it's just some of us who had really bad relationships coming up have had this feeling. But I remember one point, driving in my car.
Wait. You just said you didn't have any relationships in the last
episode. I said in high school.
Oh, okay.
I mean, in my 20s, I had a few.
Oh.
Yeah, but...
Oh.
Yeah, shush you. But no, I remember specifically listening to this song, not when it first came out, because I was in high school. I graduated by then. Never mind.
Yeah,
I was out of high school. Still not doing great. But no, I remember listening to the song a couple years after it came out. I was driving in my car. I was in a relationship with this girl. I'd only known her like a month, and it was pretty obvious to me that I needed to break up with her. This song came on, and like, seriously, several of the things that he said, I'm like, I could 100% relate to. I'm like, okay, I need to end this relationship today. And I did.
Wow.
So I was like, man, if I'm relating this hardcore to this song right now, I need to break up with this girl.
I like how you're self-aware enough to realize that you are relating to this song, and that's bad thing.
That's a really bad thing.
Instead of just being like, oh,
funny.
This is funny.
This
really
is 100% accurate.
Yeah, exactly.
I need to ditch this chick now.
Wow. Well, you're doing it fine until you said ditch this chick. And then,
I was in my 20s. That's how we talked back then. We weren't woke.
Are you Orson now? Yeah, you're sounding more and more like Orson.
Has anybody
seen
me and Orson in the same room at the same time?
Actually, I haven't.
I always tend to leave the room. Weird.
Oh, now you're the one saying weird all the time.
I know. Has anybody seen me and you in this? Wait.
Actually, they haven't.
No one. I'm sure some people have. We have friends.
We don't actually have two people on this podcast. It's just one person.
Yes, I'm Schmeagle-like. I'm Schmeagling.
Yeah, exactly. Stop Schmeagling.
Oh my gosh, we're going off the rail again. Anyway,
that's good because these songs don't have that much to talk about. Yeah. It's a pastiche of Elvis Costello, and done. You know what I mean? Like lyrically, what are you enjoying about this song? I have some more facts about Elvis Costello and Weird Al. But
okay,
that's going to come later.
Are you asking for favorite lyric or just lyrics in general?
Well, we'll get to favorite lyrics, this is a song that has a lot of lyrics that that are a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun, very descriptive, and I think he really kind of hit on, like I was kind of referring to, a lot of the little things that people do that just kind of get on your nerves after a while. Like, you may think they're kind of cute at first. Like, you know, if a girlfriend like has a little burp, you're like, oh, that's so cute. And then, you know, like 3.5 years later, it's like, oh, you pig, stop belching all the time. You know, it's like that kind of thing. Like little things that kind of get on your nerves. That's what this song is about. It's like the minutiae of, you know, quirks that people have that just drive you insane after a little while, you know?
I see that. I see that. Lots of little things that...
Yeah. It's like, you know, cracking your knuckles, not a very big deal, but like, you know, 5-10 years down the road, you're like, will you stop it? What's wrong with you? That's the kind of feel of this song, you know?
I like it.
Yeah. And I think all the examples are very funny. Like your whiny loser girlfriends, and it's like, oh man, he really rips into this poor girl.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I would love to hear a rebuttal song. Like something like girl, like Judy Tenuta needs to make a rebuttal song. Like, oh, you're not that great either. You know, Judy Tenuta, if you're listening, why don't you write a rebuttal song to Sick of You for Weird Al? That'd be great.
I'm trying to think of a rhyme for accordion.
I don't know.
Exactly. That's why I didn't come up with one right away.
I don't know.
Something, you're making me bored again. While I sit here and listen to your squeaky accordion.
Extorting them? I don't know.
Yeah, so, it's kind of scary. Kind of disgusting. He goes above and beyond, which is always fun, I think,
yep,
a little bit.
Hyperbole
is the only way it makes it funny. Mm-hmm. But overall, it's pretty good. So, of the lyrics, what is your favorite lyric?
Okay. Mine has always been, I'm going to get this out. So when you
I don't remember I'm going to get this out. When is he?
I want to do this without reading it. So when you ask me what I'm thinking, baby, usually I'm thinking how I'd really like to tie your head completely up in duct tape so I wouldn't have to listen to you asking me these stupid questions over and over again. That's my favorite lyric.
Is it weird that your favorite lyrics often include bondage of women?
Maybe.
Yeah.
No.
So how's your wife? I haven't seen her for a while.
Don't look in the closet. Okay. But she's fine. I just mean the closet's a mess. That's all I mean.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. Wow. Thanks for pointing that out to me, Charlie.
No problem.
It's not bondage. It's just wrapping duct tape around her mouth.
Not bonded to the bondage, but bonded or...
tape? Tying up?
Tied up. Like Wonder Woman's used to be like...
the lasso?
Like, no. She used to be like, it was weird. She used to be like, one of her weaknesses was being bound.
Really?
Or something weird like that.
No.
Yeah. It was weird. It was very strange.
Interesting.
There's a What's lot your of favorite weird, lyric? Interesting thing about Wonder
That's
Woman
That's interesting indeed. Wow. I did not know that.
Okay. I like the twist, but it comes at the very beginning.
Okay.
Where he goes, I'm sure we'd be happy together if one little thing weren't true. Uh-huh. I am so sick of you.
Yeah.
I straightforward, easy, simple, straightforward.
Okay.
Yeah. Speaking of Elvis Costello.
He's here?
Yeah.
Hey, Elvis. Elvis. No, he's not.
Elvis is not in the building.
You beat me to the joke.
Yes.
He's not here. Elvis is not the building.
Oh, yes.
What about Elvis?
So, Elvis Costello was on Saturday Night Live back in, I think, 1977 or something, because he was a last-minute replacement for the Sex Pistols, because Saturday Night Live realized they had booked the Sex Pistols, and I think was like, no, maybe we don't want them on TV.
Yeah, they might destroy the entire set.
Exactly. Elvis Costello came on, and in the middle of one of his songs, he stopped and started playing Radio Radio, which is one of his songs that's very, like, it's got a message. It's sort of anti the corporatization of the airwaves kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then he was banned from an SNL.
Yeah.
But he's one of the two or three people who have actually had their ban from SNL lifted.
Yeah.
So that's been
interesting. He came back eventually, yeah.
Exactly. He's not a... Pope Ripper.
Yeah, Sinead O'Connor.
Sinead O'Connor, yeah.
Yeah.
So, in that vein, and it's got to be inspired by that, anytime Weird Al's Weird Al concert, he has a problem or a song breaks down or something weird isn't working, the backup go-to for the entire band is for him to just flat out sing an unparodized version of Radio Radio.
Really?
Yeah.
He's done that before?
So he does that on a regular basis, actually.
When something just goes wrong.
When something goes wrong, like if the backing tracks aren't working or the computer blows up or something's weird like that, they just play Radio Radio for no apparent reason.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's I've never knew that.
Yeah. Also, you can hear a full version of that song on the Live from Studio 360 edit or show where they interview Weird Al. Uh-huh. We talked about it because that's the one where he plays Eat It as if it's a cappella, not a cappella, but like the Eric Clapton style from WNYC. And he does the full cover there too. He plays
Radio?
Yeah, he plays three songs and then just some accordion stuff. Huh. And one of the songs is just a straight up cover version of Radio Radio.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought so too. Another fun fact, Weird Al Yankovic and Elvis Costello were in the fourth series of the 25 of the greatest guest stars Simpsons toy line.
Oh, okay.
So they were both in the, like, they're, you know, they came out in waves and they were in the fourth wave together. Oh, wow. Like, not together in a piece or in a box, but just they were both in that
the same
fourth
series.
Wave. I just thought that was funny.
Another thing that's really interesting I found in Biggest Ball of Twine in Minnesota, Elvis Arema is actually about Elvis Costello. Everyone assumes it's Elvis Presley, but no, it's really Elvis Costello.
How do you find that out?
My brain just told me that.
Oh, okay.
And I have the best brain, so it wouldn't lie to me.
Okay.
Maybe it is. He never says Elvis Presley.
Oh, okay.
So he just says
Elvis
Arama.
I thought you were giving me an actual fact.
Sure it is. It's an alternative fact.
Well, then we have to rewrite one of those commercials.
Exactly. But no, maybe it is. Maybe he never actually says it's about Elvis Presley. Maybe it's the people coming from miles around. Is he Elvis Arama and it's a bunch of like Elvis Costello merchandise? The most just disappointing
the
place
glasses
on
earth.
The glasses. And people are like, I wanted a banana sandwich, whatever. Peanut butter banana.
Nope, here's your peace, love, and happiness bumper sticker.
And you can have a radio. Oh, geez.
This is the radio.
You may have heard it on the radio.
You can carry it home in your radio flyer. And
that would be awesome.
Don't forget, while you're at home, watch the DVD of Radio, starring the Show Me the Money guy.
Show Me the Money guy?
Yeah. What's his name? He won a Grammy.
Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Yeah, him. He was in a movie called Radio.
Radio! Oh, geez. Oh, gosh. Okay, Radio City Music Hall. God, we are insane.
I want to see Elvis Costello play Radio live from Radio City Music Hall.
Yes.
That would be cool. I'm sure he probably has, actually.
Dressed as Radio. Has anybody seen Cuba Gooding Jr.?
No.
And Elvis Costello in the same room together?
Yes, actually, I have.
Oh, man.
Okay. Also, somebody once said that in Lame Claim of Fame, they said that I think John in the very beginning is sort of posed with like this with sunglasses.
Uh-huh.
And they said that's an Elvis Costello reference from his Trust album. But in the Trust album, he's not holding the glasses. John is holding the glasses. Oh, okay. In a very like 80s sunglasses move. So I think that's just a typical 80s sunglasses move. I don't think it's specifically the Trust album because it doesn't line up right. But yeah.
That's all you got, huh?
That's all I got from that. There are more facts about why Elvis Costello and Weird Al are together, like connected in some way, than there was about the actual Elvis Costello song that Weird Al sings.
Wow. A lot of 6 degrees kind of things there, huh?
It's 2 degrees of themselves.
2 degrees of separation between Weird Al. But how did he get back to Kevin Bacon, though?
Yeah. Oh, well, he gets back to Bacon in...
Back to the Bacon?
That other... Oh, in that same song. Lame Claim to Fame.
You're right.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to have a lot of fun discussing that video.
Indeed.
When we get to it, whenever that is.
Stay tuned.
That's years from now, I think. So, ratings.
Man, it's a fun one. It's not one of my very favorites of his love songs. It's really not one of my favorites, but it's a good song. Very catchy. It's a tough one to rate. I'm going to say 3.
I'm going to give it a 3.5, I think, because this is one where the music actually makes it better.
I agree.
And since Weird Al is the reason the music exists in this one, I'm giving him a bonus point, basically.
Okay.
Well, unlike his other parodies where sometimes the music can make or break it, either way, it's not Weird Al's fault if the direct parody's music makes or breaks the song. This is Weird Al creating this music.
Sure.
So I'm giving him credit for that.
I give the band
today
credit.
For no apparent reason.
The band gets credit.
They all do, man.
The band really
Jim and rocks. And Steve are doing a really good
John.
Job. And John's doing a good job.
Is Ruben on this one? I think this is after Ruben joined, isn't it?
Maybe.
No, I think he came along with the Running with Scissors.
Oh, okay.
Anywho. And whoever played the keyboard on this one really nailed it.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Cool.
I'm sticking with 3 though.
Yay. Okay.
Just not one of my very favorites, but it's fun.
It's okay. It's fun. It's a little weird, and you know, all these songs
are weird.
Now in a like 20 years later where things are changing and you're just like, oh, it's strange to be that mean to a person.
Right.
It's almost worse that it's the same, the opposite sex, kind of. But for instance,
that's how relationships are.
When he's beating up the guy from his hometown who put Nair in his shampoo.
Yeah,
Larry. That's fine.
Yeah, beat Larry deserves that.
Larry deserves a lot.
Yeah, if that had been a woman in that song, that would have been. I remember Mary. That wouldn't work.
Yeah.
That would be a totally different song.
Okay. This is where we stop the podcast.
Please.
So we don't have to stop the podcast.
Removed.
You can find us on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. You can also call us up at the Weird Line. That's 302-72-WEIRD. I have a beard, so call 302-72-WEIRD.
Yes.
That's quite the rhyme. Catchy. Yeah. It's not quite. I need to find a reason for you to remember 302-72, but.
I don't know.
They kind of rhyme with themselves?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't say 3272 because then people are going to be like 32.
Yeah.
No, it's 3030.
No.
2.
No.
7.
302-72.
302-72.
Weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Are we done?
Yes.
That's it.
That's where you say goodbye.
Oh, goodbye.